Howdy, everybody. Welcome once again to the Backlog Back Talk. Wow, that was a very drawn out and dramatic introduction. Hi, I'm Emmett Watkins Jr. back with another episode, and I'm feeling down because I just watched a movie that was kind of depressing in ways that I'm probably going to spoil in a moment. But before we get to that, I watched Ex Machina, as you can tell from the title, and I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. As you guys know, Backlog Back Talk is the podcast where I just talk about the backlog of movies that I'm slowly getting through as time goes on. And I think what we're going to go ahead and do is stick to a bi-weekly schedule of these. Now, I really don't want to commit myself to it, to a schedule on this podcast, because I'm already committing to so much already, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, I'm going to shoot for a bi-weekly. I was originally thinking monthly, but now I was like, that's too long, and I watch movies sometimes. So, yeah, we'll go with bi-weekly. We'll see how that works out. And, you know, this will be the second one for the month of January. So, yeah, after this, look forward to another one in February probably. And then we'll hopefully just continue on that path. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get down into brass tacks. I watched Ex Machina. What did I think about it? I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was really good. It's very slow. This is not the type of film where you should expect, you know, intense action or something like that. It is a science fiction film. And when I say science fiction, it's science fiction, not like a Transformers movie is science fiction, or not like a Star Trek Beyond type of movie. It's not going to be action. It's not going to be adventure. It's a lot of suspense. It's a lot of slow build. It's a lot of watching the drama play out. It's a lot of guessing, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, what's going to happen? Oh, what's going to happen? It's a lot of like intimate character moments and things like that. It is very much so, it's that type of movie. So if you're expecting, you know, some crazy horror sci-fi stuff like I kind of expected, then you might be disappointed. Now, let me elaborate on that. When I say kind of expected, I remember this movie getting an Oscar for special effects, and I remember people speaking about, you know, there were some things in there that were weird to see, that were visually like, holy fuck, what is that? And, you know, that made me think, what is the phrase I'm looking for? That made me think that, oh, okay, Ex Machina is rated R for like some violence and stuff. I was like, okay, there's probably going to be some weird body horror stuff, especially with them, with, you know, an android being the main character, or I guess the title character. I don't know. Alicia Vikander, I believe her name is. She is kind of the leading lady. She plays the android. And I really liked her performance. Let me just say that right now. I liked her performance. I feel like I'm starting to just like her as an actress. I saw the Tomb Raider reboot last year, and I really dug the Tomb Raider reboot, despite no one else watching that and not many other people enjoying it as much as me. I liked it. So I thought it was pretty cool that she's in that, and kind of based a little bit off of this, because I remember this was getting some praise back in the day when it came out. So yeah, I really dug her performance. Domhnall Gleeson, I believe, is the main character. This movie really only has about three characters, or at least it seems like that. There might be some, you know, incidental extras and whatnot, but really when it gets down to brass tacks, three characters: the AI Ava, played by Alicia. You got Domhnall Gleeson, the main character, and Oscar Isaac, who plays like this little tech CEO or whatever, that he doesn't really look that recognizable. He has a big beard and a bald head in this movie, and it's very, very different, especially with me knowing him primarily from the Star Wars movies, of course. So yeah, this movie, God, okay, I said I was going to spoil it at the beginning. The more I think about it, the more I don't think I'm going to spoil it. At least not directly. But yeah, I'll say what I liked about it. I liked how it was very, I like the slow pace. I like the deliberate choice for that slower pace. It kind of draws out the narrative in a way that makes you think about, oh shit, is this going to happen? Oh shit, is this going to happen? And then in some instances, it draws it out in a way that makes you think, oh, so something's about to happen because they're taking so much time on this, and then it completely subverts your expectations, and then what you think is going to happen doesn't happen. It's a movie that certain things happen in the movie, and I feel like a lot of what happens in the movie, I'll say pretty much the entire ending. Not that I saw the ending coming, but at a certain point, I figured this is where it has to go in order for it to be a really big explosive ending. But the way in which they get there is really, really cool. Or I don't even want to say really, really cool. They just get there in some ways that I did not expect. They take, like I said, they take some left and right turns that leave you shaken a little bit. And the last turn that they take definitely left me shaken. And it's one of those movies where I'm not gonna. Ooh, if I make this comparison, it might be somewhat of an incidental spoiler. But I'm probably gonna make the comparison anyway and just, not elaborate too much. The reason I started this episode kind of down is because this movie kind of reminded me of Gone Girl. If you guys have seen Gone Girl, you might get that comparison if you've seen this movie as well, Ex Machina. But yeah, Gone Girl left me bummed. But Gone Girl is a great movie. It's an excellent film. Probably the best acting by Tyler Perry in a long time. But damn, I was really like depressed at the end of Gone Girl, and I was like bummed for a couple days after watching it. Ex Machina, similar effect. For a similar reason, though not the same reason, for four reasons that are obvious if you watch this film. So that's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to go too deep into it because if you haven't seen Ex Machina, I do want you guys to see it. I do think it's worth your time if you're into more cerebral, more heady dramas. It's a very intimate movie as well because the cast is so small. You're spending a lot of time with each of them. You're spending a lot of time, maybe not in their head, but in their space. You feel like you're, I don't know, you feel like it feels like a really tiny stage play. And with it being all about, high tech and everything, I don't believe this movie had that big of a budget as well. So I'm kind of surprised as to the quality of the special effects, especially for Alicia Vikander. Her role, she is the android, and her CGI is incredible. Or I don't even know if it's, I'm sure it's CGI, but like, I don't know how exactly they pull it off. They make her into this android in a way that is it's really convincing. And like, with some CGI films, with some movies like this, you can see the seams. And when I say that, you can see where, oh, this is where Alicia, this is where her body starts, and this is where the CGI ends, and vice versa. You can see the holes in it. You can see where things are placed. But in this movie, it felt like in her android form, it was super convincing the entire time. And I was so like, I was kind of mesmerized by that effect. So I knew that there was some reason to, God, I don't know where I was going with that back half of the sentence, because I'm like still thinking about this movie. Like, goddamn. Also, it's 1:17 in the morning, so I should probably be going to bed, but I just felt like watching a movie today. But yeah, this film, the special effects are really impressive, especially some stuff. When I say body horror stuff, there's no body horror stuff in this movie. There's barely any blood in the movie, if I'm honest. But there is some weird body stuff that happens, especially, special effects wise, that is like really cool. And it's a little bit, if you have like certain irks about people doing stuff with their bodies, it might be, maybe not triggering, but it might be a weird turnoff for you if you have a thing like that. But the special effects they use in this movie were really cool, really subtle. They weren't even like spectacular. They were just like, oh man, someone probably sat there in the editing bay for hours just trying to make this pixel perfect. Just stuff like that. This movie gives me a lot of vibes of Blade Runner, and not the original Blade Runner because I sadly hadn't seen that. But I did see, I want to say 2099, that came out in theaters recently. The one with, God, the guy from Drive, Ryan, not Ryan Reynolds. What's his mother lover's name? I'm gonna Google that while I'm talking. Drive cast. But yes, so that's how I feel about it. Now, other things I can say about the movie, Oscar Isaac is really good in this movie. Oscar Isaac, he's a good actor. Like I said, I know him from Star Wars, so I know he's going to be, you know, solid when he's in a film. But he was really good here. He played his role, because his role is kind of like a, what do you call it? Like a sleazy internet CEO type of thing. But he doesn't, he's not one note. The whole entire movie, you're kind of questioning. Ryan Gosling is the name of the guy from the new Blade Runner movie. Gosh darn it. Oscar Isaac's in Drive as well? No fucking wonder. Wow, this movie has a lot of people. Carey Mulligan's in it? Christina Hendricks? Bryan Cranston? I saw Drive before, but I don't remember all these people being in this movie. Huh. Okay, yeah, that's all the famous people. The second page of cast members I don't recognize at all. Oscar Isaac's role was really good in this movie. You didn't know whether or not he was a piece of shit or not a piece of shit, or whether to trust him or whether to not trust him. You kept switching back and forth on his character, and I like where they ended with him. They didn't give you a definitive answer. How I explain it, how they portray Oscar Isaac's character in this movie, he has some aspects of column A, he has some aspects of column B, but they don't tell you which aspects are which until you get to the very end, and then you find out, oh, he's not all this, he's not all that, he's a little bit of each, but at the end of the day, you should, you know, the main character should have this reaction to him. And talking about the main character, that is going to be, let's see, Domhnall Gleeson's role. I believe Domhnall Gleeson, I've heard that name before, but I swear to God, I could not tell you like where, from where. Let me see, Domhnall Gleeson. See, I got myself a Surface Pro. I don't know why, but it refuses to open up. Like, I got my keyboard put onto it, and the keyboard does not want to, you know, use. It doesn't want to work when I attach it, so not sure why that is, but hey, that's why we have another full-size computer here. Domhnall Gleeson. Oh, he was in Harry Potter? Nah. Yeah, this is the guy. Peter Rabbit, Irish actor. He was in About Time, Ex Machina, The Revenant. He's in a lot of things. Yeah, I guess he's been around. Oh, he's 35 years old. In the movie, he was 26, and I believed him. Huh. Okay, yeah, Domhnall Gleeson. Yeah, his role, I don't know. He felt kind of everyman-ish. I will say, they had me guessing towards the end. There's a certain change in the character that happens towards the end, and I was like, oh my God, something's popping off. And it turns out to be, I guess, a false red herring. Which I thought was pretty slick of them to do, but it was also like, oh man, it would have been cool if that happened. It would have been like, holy shit, this movie's crazy. Instead the movie ends, and it's not like a disappointing ending, and it's not like a deflating ending, but it is like a, oh shit, it's exactly what this character said it was, to the point where, like, it's exactly what that character said it was, to the point where it leads to endings not being happy for everybody. That's more or less what I think about Ex Machina. It's on Netflix. That's how I watched it. So go ahead and check it out on Netflix if you see it. It's a good movie. You just got to prepare yourself for, it's definitely a drama. Like I said, I don't want to say suspense, because there's very few points in the movie where I'm like, oh shit, something could happen at any moment. Like, it's pretty like, once they make it to where anything can happen at any moment, it's like the last few minutes of the film, so you're like, okay, things have to pop off now, because no, there's no time left. But yeah, I ultimately thought the movie was good. I was trying to say great at the beginning, and then I realized, wait, do I really think it's great? And then I demoted it to good halfway through me saying that word, so it sounded like just good or something weird. sounds like an Irish actor, Dominic Leeson. I thought the movie was good. I think it's worth watching. I think it's worth your time. It's not too long. It's under 2 hours. So, you know, if you have problems with time and commitments to films, shouldn't be that long. It's not the, you know, hour 30 minute spot like a nice short sweet film does. But nah, this one's good. I think it's worth the time. So, I would like for you all to watch it if you care to. And now the loopiness of 1:23 in the morning is coming out. So let's go ahead and wrap this up before I make a fool of myself. Thank you guys for listening. A little bit of housekeeping towards the end. As I said in the prior episode about The Gift, I'm planning on, you know, video game stuff. If you want to see video game stuff from me, that's going to be on LostHero.com. Jesus Christ, it is not LostHero.com, except it might be soon, but don't tell anybody I said that. LostHero.wordpress.com. That is where, you know, you're going to see video game related items from me. Also, video content from me will be on the YouTube channel by the same name, and you can also follow on the Twitter of the same name, or really, since this is my personal podcast, follow me on Twitter at EJSponge61. You'll see all my goings on all over the internet. You'll see anything I do will be on my Twitter, because, you know, that's the place to go for me. Thank you guys for chilling with me. Now I will go ahead and tease, right after I'm finished recording this episode, I actually have another movie, and I want to say another movie that I'm probably going to talk about that I have stacked up. So yeah, I'm going to really try to go ahead and just record a couple of these in a row so that I can put these out over time and get some feedback on it. We'll see how that works out. Without further ado, thank you guys for listening. This has been 17 minutes of me talking, which is more than enough. To avoid me rambling, I'll go ahead and cut it. Thank y'all for chilling with me. And as always, keep it real, keep it true.